Now, friends, as we come here to this man, Samson, I hope that we dispel the notion that he was a great, big, robust, virile picture of health. No, he was not. He was anemic looking. He looked like he had one foot in the grave and the other in a banana peeling. And his picture is not after taking the tonic or the vitamins with the big bulging muscles, but it's before taking the little dried up weasel. That is Samson. But the thing that made it amazing was the fact that this man, the Spirit of God would come upon him, and it was obvious that it was God moving through him. Now, I feel like he's assisting in about every department that you can look at him. And we'll notice today, beginning of chapter 14, how this begins to come out in his life. And Samson went down to Timnath and saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. And he came up and told his father and his mother and said, I've seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now, therefore, get her from me to wife. Now, I submit to you that that's a sissy that would do that. Why didn't he go and talk to the woman and tell her that he loved her and wanted to marry her? And why didn't he go and talk to the father that in that day it had to be some sort of a business arrangement? Why didn't he take care of that? He's a sissy, friends. Mom and Papa's going to have to go down and do this for him. This is Samson. Verse 3, then his father and his mother said unto him, Is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren, among all my people, that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? Samson said unto his father, Get her for me, for she pleaseth me well. But his father and his mother knew not that it was of the Lord that he sought an occasion against the Philistines, for at that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Now, he's going to use this as a ruse, you see, in order that he might deliver Israel. And he starts off well. Then went Samson down, and his father and his mother, to Timnath, and came to the vineyards of Timnath. Now, they were told a Nazarite was to keep away from the grapes, but not him. And he came to the vineyard of Timnath, and behold, a young lion roared against him. The Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid, treated him like he would a little lamb. And he had nothing in his hand, but he told not his father or his mother what he had done. And he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. Mom and Papa had to go along in order for him to talk to the woman. Now, we find that verse 8 now, chapter 14 of Judges, after a time he returned to take her. He turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. Behold, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. And he took thereof in his hands and went on eating and came to his father and mother. He gave them and they did eat. He told not them that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of the lion. Now, we find that his father went down unto the woman and Samson made there a feast for so used the young man to do, and it came to pass when they saw him that they brought 30 companions to be with him. Samson put a riddle to him. He's a great riddle maker, too. My, what a boy he is. And he gives them a riddle. And he says, I'll give you 7 days of the feast to find out the answer, and I'll give you 30 sheets and 30 changes of garments. And the riddle was, out of the eater came forth meat. Out of the strong came forth sweetness. They could not in 3 days expound the riddle. So what did they do? Well, it came to pass on the seventh day that they said unto Samson's wife, Entice thy husband that he may declare unto us the riddle, lest we burn thee and thy father's house with fire. And so Samson's wife, verse 16 now, Samson's wife wept before him. She turned on the strongest weapon that woman has, tears. Samson's wife wept before him and said, Thou dost but hate me and lovest me not. Thou hast put forth a riddle on the children of my people and hast not told it me. He said unto her, Behold, I have not told it my father, my mother. And shall I tell it thee? And she wept before him the 7 days while their feast lasted. Well, I want to tell you, when you got a woman that's weeping for 7 straight days, for every meal, it does get a little tiresome. And finally, he just had to give in, and he told her what the riddle was. And immediately, of course, the men of the city said unto him on the 7th day, they had the answer. They said, what is sweeter than honey, and what stronger than a lion? He said unto them, he knew where they got the answer. He said, if ye had not plowed with my heifer, ye had not found out my riddle. He's good at making wisecracks, too, by the way. That's a good one. If ye had not plowed with my heifer, ye had not found out my riddle. In other words, you got that from my wife. Now, we find verse 19, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he went down to Ashkelon. Now, Ashkelon is way down, friends, in the south. And he slew 30 men of them, and took their spoil, and gave change of garments unto them which expounded the riddle. And his anger was kindled, and he went up to his father's house. But Samson's wife was given to his companion, whom he had used as his friend. In other words, Samson left in a pout. His wife had given away the secret, and he'd gone down and killed 30 men to get the change of raiment in order to pay off his wager. And of all things, why, he doesn't take her with him, because he's angry with her, and he's pouting.